Aloha, this is another Texans Daily from Hawaii with Nick Scherfield and Mark Vandermeer. We're here at the Pro Bowlers Resort on the southwest side of the island, very remote, very nice. Mark, a very different setting than the practice we went to yesterday at the Hickam Pearl Harbor Joint Base.
There wasn't a deluge this time, Nick, and the players practiced on a 50-yard field. It's interesting the way they set this up. It's my first time here at the Pro Bowl, so I find this all very interesting, the way they practice and prepare for this particular game. And Peyton Manning said they wanted it to be more intense, and the players say that they're going to deliver. In fact, I caught up with Tony Boselli, former Texan, obviously, who never actually played for the Texans, but he had a lot to say about this game because he's played in the Pro Bowl. And he said in the older days, in the fourth quarter, it would get really intense. He once had to block Reggie White, and he knew he was coming at him. So you have to look at this as a situation where, at least in the fourth quarter, I think they're going to really amp it up.
Yeah, a lot of guys have kind of talked about this week. We talked to J.J. Watt after practice on the field as the AFC guys were coming off, and it's interesting. He said, you know, he's never been a guy to go half speed, as most people who watch him probably know. He said he's going to have fun out there, and hopefully he doesn't ruffle too many feathers.
I don't think he's really going to go full speed in this game. Somehow Watt is going to have to find a lower gear. He also said there might be some interesting wrinkles for the AFC. We'll see what that means. I saw them practicing some things that I would be very surprised if they actually used, but you never know. So it makes it worthwhile to check out this game. But, you know, Watt is so thrilled to be here and be part of this deal. And he was joking around that he's in the cold tub all day after practice, but not really.
Yeah, you know, he's got his parents out here. He said it means a lot to have them here with him. I mean, you see a lot of guys with their family, with their kids. You know, Chris Myers, Matt Schaub, they have their kids out here. A lot of the guys, clearly it's a very fun time for all of them and their family. Very relaxing getaway for them after the season.
Yeah, the Schaubs are here, and you see, I met Owen Daniels' father for the first time. And, you know, I think it's a reward for the players. There's no question about it. And the way the league wants this thing constructed, yes, it's a reward for the players to be here, but they want the game to be entertaining. And they know that everybody, look, there's a lot of media here, even though you have the Super Bowl next week, Nick, and you know, that's going to be huge, obviously. You still have a lot of people here covering these players at the Pro Bowl. They want to get their last chance in to have conversations with these guys before the long tundra-like offseason for many.
Very last thing, we also talked to Andre Johnson, the Texans' most seasoned Pro Bowler. He's in his sixth Pro Bowl here, 10th year pro, been with the team longer than anyone else. And you can tell that even though he's been to so many of these, it doesn't get old for him. He still really appreciates being out here at the Pro Bowl.
I call this real-life fantasy football, all right? You have Andre Johnson getting Peyton Manning throwing him passes. Matt Schaub's able to throw to guys like Reggie Wayne and A.J. Green. You know, you have all of that sort of thing going on. And a guy like Russell Wilson, who's a rookie in this thing, Andrew Luck as well. It's fun to be around it and see all the guys mingling together and how much fun memories being built here. It really is a good game, and I hope it lasts.
And we had Owen Daniels mic'd up for today's practice. I got to hear a lot of the audio as they're going through on the field. A lot of bantering back and forth between these guys. But look for that next week on HoustonTexans.com. For now, this is another Texans Daily. Thank you for watching.